the end of an era in aviation as the final Boeing 747 to be built was delivered to freight carrier Atlas Airlines.
We all share in a deep admiration for today's guest of honor, the awe-inspiring Queen of the Skies.
Boeing threw a gala ceremony for the occasion, but it's a melancholy moment for aviation aficionados.
I don't think there's really anything quite as iconic as the 747. And I think anybody who's a fan of aviation and has any kind of soul can't help but shed a tear for this rather sad, if inevitable, moment.
And as it slowly begins to roll.
When the 747 made its maiden flight in 1969, the aircraft's size, sleek design, and highly advanced technology amazed travelers. For those who could afford it, the upper deck was an airborne island of luxury and free champagne.
The upper deck was a thing of beauty. You could just still access through that staircase and feel like you were in your own private lounge.
But it wasn't just a jet for the jet set. Before the 747, long-distance air travel was unaffordable for most people. The new aircraft's range and capacity changed all that.
The engines were the first high-bypass commercial engines in service, which meant their economics were so much better than previous generations of engines, and that really helped get ticket prices down.
Over the years, the 747 carried some historic passengers, including Ayatollah Khomeini's return to Iran from exile in 1979. And the NASA space shuttle piggybacked aboard a specially modified 747, an unforgettable sight in the sky. Since 1990, the 747 has been the official plane of U.S. presidents, Air Force One. The aircraft was also involved in aviation history's deadliest disaster. In 1977, two 747s collided on the runway of an airport on the Spanish island of Tenerife. 583 people were killed. Advances in engine technology and development of lighter weight materials eventually caused most airlines to shift from larger aircraft like the 747 to smaller, more economical two-engine jets like the Airbus 320 and Boeing 737. The remaining passenger models of the 747 will be phased out over the next decade. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera.